Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Didn't you update your Audacity?
Yeah, and I think I had just completely ignored that little tiny thingy.
Okay, I was just saying you don't have to do the little mic tap if you don't want to. You can just look at the window.
But I don't trust anymore. It's my trust that's been broken.
Because you
really?
Didn't
it
look.
It seemed like you trusted wholeheartedly last week.
That's why my trust is broken.
Ah. Oh.
But you didn't look though, right?
Yeah, I just trusted that I had it on a mic and it was going to go ahead and record on that mic, same as it had the previous times.
No, what I'm saying is, if you visually look, you can see where it's recording out of. You didn't look last time, so the trust
no,
is not...
No, I didn't. I trusted that Audacity wasn't going to fuck up.
Right,
now I don't trust Audacity
look,
at all.
So what I'm saying is, you don't have to tap the
I
mic.
I get
you
what you're
visually,
saying, Noah.
You can just visually look.
I get what you're saying. I was just making the comment of, it burnt me once, and now I'm done trusting
it.
It didn't burn you.
You didn't look.
It didn't burn you. You didn't do the work of using your eyes.
I'll have none of your logic, sirs.
I'm glad we're recording that. This is going to be a good show. I have a feeling.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house. So now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk about iPhone apps, our problems with iTunes, and our children. Sorry, single people who still have lives. And when you hear this sound,
fuck you, you motherfucking piece of shit, fuck off!
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast. Welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers.
Bitch stole my line.
That's right. What do you do about it?
Bitch gotta steal my money.
You know what else?
Bitch better have
I'm Andy,
money.
The A in Tancast. Fuck yourself.
Oh!
I'm Tim, and I got a tiny dick.
I'm still Noah, and I have a huge dick, and I'm the N. You know, just in case you're wondering which letter I was. And you're
Noah's
back
dick
again.
Is so big, he can bend it into an N, and it can be seen from space.
He can bend it into Abkadefki Jekyllmanocker Stewartsis. That's the whole alphabet.
I can bend mine into a lowercase N.
I can bend mine into some elbow macaroni.
I can bend mine into a penis.
So since we skipped it last time, shall we do some tan laughs?
Yes, let's.
Let's do it.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Everyone loves a good joke, so we tell jokes on the show each week. We love to tell jokes. You send it to us, fucktards@tancast.com. Send something there you think will amuse us. Telling jokes gets you laid at the party. If you don't believe me, well, that is just fine. Stick around for these jokes anyway, because it's Tan Laugh time.
Here we go! Alright.
I'll go first.
Wait, I don't know if we've done this. Wait, what?
Oh, you going first?
Yeah, but I'm not sure if we've done this one.
Okay.
It's from Leslie. A juggler driving to his next performance is stopped by the police. What are those machetes doing in your car? Asked the cop. I juggle them in my act. Oh yeah, says the doubtful cop. Let's see you do it. The juggler gets out and starts tossing and catching the knives. Another man driving by slows down to watch. Wow, says the passerby. I'm glad I quit drinking. Look at the tests they're giving out now.
I call bullshit. First thing cop's gonna do in a traffic in a any sort of traffic stop is say, "Hey, can you arm yourself?"
Yeah, let me see you. Let me prove to me that you can juggle these sharp things that can cut me.
Yes. Now, can you start just throwing them willy-nilly? You know, possibly in a distracting fashion where I wouldn't notice necessarily until too late that one of them's headed towards my face. Thanks.
Maybe he's standing far away from the guy with his gun already drawn.
Oh, maybe.
Andy, it's a joke.
Yeah, that'd be great. Hey, juggler. Juggle now, you rat bastard. No pressure. It's only a 9mm.
Andy hates jugglers.
Yeah.
He does. He's a juggle hater.
Jugglers and mimes. Wait, jugglers are the ones that paint their faces up and follow shitty bands, right?
Follow shitty bands?
He's talking about juggalos. He's making
That's
a joke.
That's it. I'm sorry.
Someone do something else.
Okay. So right, jugglers are the ones
I'm gonna go for bike ride.
Jugglers then are the ones that suck cock for money?
Someone tell a tan laugh.
Okay, this one comes to us from Jesus.
What? Wait, what do you mean, like, jugglers pay someone to suck their
fucking
cock for money?
Fucking shitballs.
They suck cock for money.
Maybe. I thought you were trying to say gigolos, and wouldn't that be the person who buys the whore, or?
Oh, no, I was actually thinking of ball jugglers, but yeah, gigolo would have been funnier.
All right, go ahead,
God damn, I'm off my game. I really am, Tim. Jesus said it's not his joke, but he's pretty sure that most of the jokes featured on Tancast aren't originals. Yeah.
What? We got a whole team of writers just writing jokes.
Yeah, just a staff.
Whole team of writers.
Well, not a team so much as a staff, and that staff is Noah's gigantic penis.
It wants a raise.
It's got a raise.
It gets a raise all the time, baby. Yeah, sex.
I got questions about Noah's penis for later, but anyways, this joke comes from the great Quentin Tarantino. This guy comes into a bar, walks up to the bartender, says, "Bartender, I got me a bet for you. I'm going to bet you $300 that I can piss into that glass over there and not spill a single solitary drop." Bartender looks... I mean, we're talking like... Oh, okay, so he just... Sorry, I got to read this as if it's Quentin Tarantino talking. Because it, like, stops in the middle of sentences, like I do. The bartender looks... I mean, like, we're talking like this glass is, like, a good 10 feet away. He says, "No way, let me get this straight. You're trying to tell me you bet me $300 that you can piss standing over there... way over there in that glass and not spill a single drop?" Customer looks up and says, "That's right." Bartender says, "Young man, you got a bet." The guy goes, "Okay, here we go. Here we go." Pulls out his thing. He's looking at the glass. Man, he's thinking about that glass. He's thinking about the glass. Glass. He's thinking about the glass. Glass. Thinking about his dick. Dick glass. 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 And then, foosh, he lets it rip. And he pisses all over the place, man. He's pissing on the bar, pissing on the stools, on the floor, on the phone, on the bartender. He's pissing everywhere except the fucking glass, right? Okay. So the bartender, he's laughing his fucking ass off. He's $300 richer. He's like, "Ah!" Piss just dripping off his face. He says, "You fucking idiot, man. You got everything except the glass. You owe me $300, puta." Guy goes, "Excuse me, just one second. One little second." Goes in the back of the bar. In the back, there's a couple of guys playing pool. He walks over to them, comes back to the bar. "Here you go, Mr. Bartender, $300. The bartender's like, "What the fuck are you so happy about? You just lost $300, idiot." The guy says, "Well, see those guys over there? I bet them $500 apiece I could piss on your bar, piss on the floor, piss on your phone, piss on you, and not only wouldn't you be mad, you'd be happy." I'm pretty sure we've done that one before, but the Quentin Tarantino-ness of it was...
I don't remember doing it before. Is that from the vampire movie? What movie is that from?
It's an old joke, and yeah, pretty sure that that was...
Dusk Till Dawn?
Desperado.
You said death or dusk?
No, Tim says Dusk Till Dawn. I said Desperado.
Gotcha.
I don't think there are vampires in Desperado.
Nope.
Oh, I think it is Desperado. Anyways, I have 10 lefts.
Alrighty.
Where'd they go? I had them up. I'll bring them up again. These are from Jonathan. These are two blonde jokes. I don't think we've read them before. It says, "Did you hear about the blonde with tire marks on her back? She called across the street when the sign said, 'Don't walk.'"
Classic.
Why was the blonde upset when she got her driver's license?
Oh, I remember this one. I liked it.
Because she got an F in sex.
Yeah, she failed at it.
All right, that's a little creepy.
Oh, crap. I think my neighbor may have just come over to learn how to give my cat shots.
Wait, what?
What?
I got a diabetic cat, and we're going to be gone for about 24 hours, so somebody's got to give her shots.
Oof.
I see.
That is not a job I would want.
Yeah.
I'm sure like, cats are not happy about getting shots.
She's actually pretty cool with it, because it's been going on for, what, 3 months since she almost died?
How was she at first?
Well, I mean, she's not thrilled about it. She, you know, still will try to, you know, maybe squirm away or, you
know. She didn't try to, like, scratch her eyes out or anything?
No. She just takes it.
Like a bitch.
Take it. Just take it, you little bitch cat.
Just take it all.
Take it like the little pussy you are. Because she's a cat.
Okay, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I gotta go help my neighbor learn with the cats. She's earlier than I expected.
All right.
Fucking neighbors.
I'll be back.
Fucking neighbors, Tim.
That's why I refuse to talk to mine.
Well, also, you have the Russian ones downstairs. Or, wait, do we talk?
Yeah.
We talk about it. Okay. And then...
Moose and Squirtle.
I wouldn't say my below neighbors are very obnoxious. They are fine. Just people who live on the... Well, I don't even know if it's people that live here. Just people that go by are just loud.
How loud are they?
You can hear them. You're trying to sleep.
Wow. That's pretty loud.
Sometimes they yell. Sometimes... Oh. Like, the other day, I was coming to my place, and I was standing on the corner waiting for light to change, and this tour bus comes by, and this guy's like, "Yeah, motherfucker!" Just yelling. And he's like, "Really? What? You're on a fucking tour bus. What are you so fucking excited about?"
That she's on a tour bus. That's fucking exciting. I'm touring this shit. What's up? Do something. Arr, arr, arr.
You love that.
I do.
Are you going to see Prometheus?
Probably not in the theater.
Okay. I think I will. I may go see it today. I don't know. I'm crazy like that.
You can get it done.
Oh, it's been done. Well, not yet. But it'll be done. It'll be great.
So, I was going to wait for Andy, but you never know. He might take forever. He's probably going to talk to this neighbor of his, and then that'll be the entire show.
And Andy is a talker.
I think we all know that.
He could be like, back in 1930 is when the first syringe was made.
When diabetes was first discovered by John Q. Diabetes.
People had no idea what it was.
People just thought, what is all this?
Andy does not sound like that, sir.
That's my Andy impression from now on.
Hello, I'm Andy.
I'm Andy, what is all this?
I talk like a gay Muppet.
Speaking of gay, did you see what's his name? The guy from Seinfeld, the short, bald one?
George Costanza? Jason Alexander?
Yeah. That he made a gay joke on a show, and like, you know, the Twitterverse was up in arms, so he actually wrote like a lengthy... You know, insightful apology. Fuck you, you motherfucking piece
of shit. Fuck off. I didn't see that he wrote a lengthy, insightful apology, but I'd heard that he fucked up essentially.
The apology was pretty good. Like the gist of it was just basically that, you know, he didn't see what the problem was, but then eventually, you know, he thought about it and realized that, you know, there's a lot of bullying going on, and like, you know, him just doing that joke is just kind of adding fuel to the fire. I mean, he said more eloquently than I am, but. It's worth seeking out if you're interested. That was all. So, are you going to talk about your baby?
Noah, you'd love to do that. I'm going to bring up something and then not follow it up. Interrupt the flow and then fuck it.
Well, do you want to discuss it? Go on,
Tim.
Might
as well. You fucking brought it up. Let's fucking talk about it. All gays. Right.
What do you want to say?
What are they doing? Stop it.
Stop being gay.
Stop bullying the gays. How about that?
Oh. Well, if they just stopped being gay, they wouldn't get bullied. I'm kidding. I know. Non-gays get bullied as well.
Exactly.
Fat people get bullied. You know, people with asthma probably get bullied, I'm sure.
That's why if anybody is bullying, we need to punch them in the dick.
Just right away.
I think that should be a new school policy. Were you caught bullying? Time to punch you in the dick. I'm a girl. Oh, it's much worse for you then.
Punch you in the vajayjay.
I put my dick in your mouth and I punch you in my dick.
Oh, wait, what? No. That's not good for you.
You don't think that's a good deterrent?
Well, for people who are bullying, but not putting your dick in someone else's mouth and then punching your dick.
Well, no, you punch towards your dick, but you'd hit their face first. That's what I was saying, basically.
Oh, I thought you were saying you'd hit their jaw and they'd bite your dick.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, that's
sideways.
Why I was like, no,
go
that's
up or down,
idea.
And then you're risking your own penis.
I think if you punch them in the face, though, they could clinch with their teeth, so putting your dick in your mouth is not a good idea.
Well, if you hit the teeth hard enough, maybe you'll knock them out.
Well, that's an even different subject. Did you want to talk more about the gays?
What's that?
I said, well, you remind me of something else that has nothing to do with gay people, but does have something to do with losing a tooth.
Fine, Captain fucking guy who does shit that's
I'm just vamping here, baby. I'm just vamping. I was listening to a hockey player on this game show, and like he was talking about how like, you know, like they're saying, oh, you know, have you ever had like a fight where you're just like, you know, told the guy, oh, that was a good one, you got me good. He goes, oh, yeah, you know, this one time, you know, I got into this fight with this guy, and he was a big guy, and, you know, we got into it, and I saw him later on, and then he goes, that was good when you knocked out one of my teeth. Just all casual, like, oh, you just knocked out one of my teeth. You can't replace those. Like, those are one of a kind. I mean, you can't replace them with fake ones, but, like, you don't want to hold on to the real ones? Like, you're just all whatever. And I'm like, that isn't with hockey. Like, you just lose your teeth. It's just part of the game. Like, who wants to do that? I mean, apparently lots of people, but not me. That's what you should take up. You should take up hockey, Tim. So then,
and just tell people that's what happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a hockey fight right there. And then they would just look at you like, you play hockey? Yeah, yeah. I'm the enforcer.
Yeah, I play hella hockey.
With sticks and everything.
I'm practically Canadian and shit.
Hey.
Hey.
What's it a boot? let's go eat some poutine.
Poutine?
Poutine.
This is taking it in a completely different direction. Has nothing to do with Canada, hockey, anything. Look at me, I'm Noah.
You go, girl.
Here I go. I had a comedy show in Pacifica on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Go on, tell me more.
So the booker of the show really likes this joke I used to do like a long, long time ago. And almost every time I'm on one of her shows, she talks about it. I'm like, the joke doesn't make sense anymore. She's like, you should do it. You should do it. I'm like, it's fucking an 8-year-old joke. It doesn't make sense anymore. And so I was like, okay, everybody, let's travel back to the year 2004. Because I'm going to do this joke that's not going to make any sense by the end. There's no way you're going to laugh at the punchline. Because it's something that's just so far out of the public consciousness that I doubt you'll even get the reference. So the joke is about how, and I don't even know if this is the same anymore, but like I was at a red light. And the sign said, you know, the fine for running the red light is $281 fine. And the joke is essentially just one of those, like, why do they need to put the extra dollar there? Why is $280 not enough? And then as I was going through it, I was like, oh, fuck, this is where you can tell it's really an early joke of mine. Because I was like, I'd like to be in the meeting where they came up with that, which is a very hacky comedian premise. Of trying to get to something. Anyway, and the joke is like, oh, so we're trying to get people to stop running red lights. What should we do? We can put a fine on it. I like it. I like it, Johnson. How much should the fine be? $280? No, come on. We got to make it serious. We got to put some teeth on this. We want people to actually respect what we're doing. $281? Yes, that's what I'm talking about. $281. How about $282? Whoa, 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 whoa. They didn't commit war crimes, all right? Calm down. And then the punchline that I didn't think makes sense if you don't live 8 years ago.
Here's the part where you really have to put yourself 8 years ago. I would love to be in the car where that one extra dollar makes a difference. Like, dude, you better slow down. That's a red light. So it's only a $280 fine. No, it's $281 fine. Ooh. What am I going to do with an extra buck? You can make all your long distance calls with 10-10-220.
And I was like, does anybody even know what that is? Does anybody even fucking have a phone anymore that you could use that for? Does that even exist?
I'm glad I came back for that trip down memory lane.
It was a joke that I was just asked to tell at a show. It was that Thursday.
And people love it.
They actually did laugh, surprisingly enough.
It was like, that was a thing, and we all remember it. Shared experiences.
By the way, Tim?
Yes, Noah?
There is a new NPR game show called Ask Me Another.
And?
It's more kind of pop culture-y than Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Mm.
So check out. You may enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Oh, that is it. That is entirely likely, sir.
Oh, I thought this was just the part of the podcast where Noah tells us that things exist.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Air, that exists.
Oh, thank God.
So I finally got some apps for my iPhone.
Yay! What? Wait, you finally sorted out your password and stuff?
Yeah, I finally created a new account.
Wait, I thought you tried to do that before and it didn't work.
It didn't work that once. It may have just been a glitch that time, but I was like, it didn't work, fuck it forever. And I just never went back to it.
Well, by that rationale, why'd you ever have sex again?
Oh, that worked every time, baby.
Well, just for Tim.
So, Noah.
Yes.
Or Andy.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a Twitter app that lets you use more than one account at the same time?
Yes.
The built-in Twitter app does.
The built-in Twitter app?
Have you not updated your OS? Apparently not.
I don't think it installs that. I think it asks you if you want to install it.
Oh, that's right. It's got Twitter shit built into it. Okay, so yeah, the official Twitter app then.
So it allows you to be like, just switch between?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I log in occasionally as Noah's Balls and post ballsy things.
Now, do you have to remember your passwords every time?
No, it saves them. You only have to remember them the once.
Now,
what you have to do is remember that you have to click on me to change who me is. That fucked me up the first couple of times. I'm like, where the fuck is the switch account thing? Because it, like, changed it all around.
So, is it not obvious which one you are?
It doesn't, like, say up at the top which one you are. But, like, as you're doing things, it's obvious which one you are. And if you click on me, you can see which one you are.
There's also other free ones. There's also Tweetbot, which I think costs money, but I thoroughly enjoy it. And it is obvious who you are. Like, it tells you, like, right at the top of the screen, like, well, it shows the icon of the account you're using. So, like, if you're using Tancast, it'll show that. Or if you're using your personal account, it'll show that. So,
but yeah, I used to use Twitterific and another one, and both of them, they just kept having bugs in them. The official Twitter one seemed to work better.
And it's free.
Okay, how about TweetDeck?
I haven't used TweetDeck in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't. There's something about it I didn't like, but I can't remember what it was. Which is why I switched. Like, it's been so long since I haven't used it. I'm like, this seems interesting, but it doesn't do this one thing or two things I'd like to do, so I'm not going to bother with it anymore.
Fair enough.
It's free, though, right?
TweetDeck? Yes. Yeah.
I mean, what I did is, you know, if it's free, I would just download it. I mean, because you don't really have anything to lose. You know, just some time setting up and checking out.
I don't want to lose time, man. My time is valuable.
The one thing I liked about the TweetDeck is the different columns you could set up for different things. That was kind of interesting. Anyways,
interesting.
Go ahead.
Are there any other apps that I should check out?
Oh, tons. How much time you got?
Well, there's some free turn-by-turn apps, like if you're looking for that, which you might be interested in. There's one called Waze, which used to suck, but I hear it's a lot better now. It's free, but it's all community-based, kind of. Like, you're basically mapping the roads for them, and that they pull that data. And there's also MapQuest, which is, I think, you know, a bit more polished, and they actually buy information, and it's also free. But actually will say, like, voice directions, as opposed to, like, you have to follow along on the screen, visually.
Huh. That's MapQuest, you said?
MapQuest and Waze, Waze, are two different ones. I'm trying to think what you would like. I'm just looking for my apps real quick. Anything you might find interesting. You know, a flashlight app is Chem... Jesus Christ.
Hey, you know it's exactly as easy as a flashlight app?
What?
Anything that opens a white page, like Safari on a new tab.
So the flashlight app I have, though, actually turns on your LED light.
Oh.
Which is way better than the white page.
That is useful.
I don't use it all the time, but when I do, I'm like, that is very useful.
But when you do, it's Dos Equis?
It's Dos Equis. Dos Equis. IMDb, you know, if you're interested in it.
That app's gotten a lot better recently.
Could do movie times. And, I mean, Amazon, I like that app, just because I can look stuff up price-wise, and then also if there's something I'm interested in buying, I can create a little wish list on the go. And, and the Yelp, I mean, but, you know, I'm not sure how concerned about, like, food you are, but I have a couple different food apps that I like. So that's it. That's what I recommend.
Tim, do you subscribe to Netflix or HBO?
No, and also no.
Okay. Then never mind about the Netflix app or the HBO Go app. I use Mint.com to help manage my finances, or at least keep an eye on them and set budgets and shit.
Yeah, I do that as well.
They've, They've got a pretty good iOS app. There's apps for all the social networks like Google Plus and
Facebook.
Facebook and LinkedIn and all the rest of that shit.
Tim, do you ever need? Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Andy.
There's a couple of apps that that you can download that are that can be useful, like Find My Friends and Find My iPhone.
Well, Find My iPhone's not useful because
really only useful if you got two people in the house with an iPhone, because then you can find the other one.
Because you.
Which is what I use it for.
Now, so if you're in a house, it's that accurate?
It can actually point to a location, a corner of the house, narrow it down.
Okay.
So it's not going to tell us, and obviously it won't tell us, first floor or second floor.
Right.
But it could at least say, oh, well, that's either the master bedroom or the kitchen.
Okay, but I just meant within your house, you can tell kind of generally where it is.
Typically, yeah.
My iPhone is inside the house.
Yeah. More useful, though, is using the Find My iPhone and then doing the thing where you can make it remote ring, where it'll just ring constantly. We'll call, but then you have to hang up, call, hang up, call, hang up, call.
Gotcha.
And also, if it's on vibrate, then it doesn't make any noise while it's doing that. And when you tell it to make noise, it ignores whether you've got it muted or not, and it'll make noise.
Nice.
I use Firefox as my main browser, so I've got Firefox Home on there because it lets me use the exact same bookmarks that I have set up for Firefox Sync. I also use LastPass to manage all my passwords, and I paid for the LastPass Pro. It's $12 a year. So I have the LastPass thing on there. There's a free game called Jetpack Joyride. That's a lot of fun, especially for free.
Hey, it's not bad for free.
Yeah. Yeah, there's several free games.
If you ever need access to files, on the go, an app like Dropbox is good.
Yep. I actually have apps for Evernote, Dropbox, and Box.net. Well, I guess now they're just called Box.
Box.
Yeah, so if
I should know that. We have friends who work for Box.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know a lot of guys work for Box.
Yep. Working hard for the pussy.
Dun, dun,
dun, dun. So hard for the pussy.
Dun, 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 dun.
We work hard for the pussy.
So you better treat it right. Yeah.
All right.
If you're interested in apps, but you don't want you want to know when they go free or they go down in price, there are apps to monitor that for you.
There's apps for apps?
There's apps for apps.
There's app for app deals, yeah.
Yeah.
There's websites for that, too.
Yeah, websites as well. The ones are nice for, there's one that I used to use called App Shopper. It's nice because it can send you, a push notification. Hey, this app is down in price. Because sometimes they only go down in price for, a day. Or they go free or whatever. That's it.
Yep. Oh, I would also suggest loading up a some sort of QR code or barcode reader app. There's a bunch of them that are free. I've got one called just QR Reader.
I never read QR codes.
I rarely, rarely, rarely ever do, but the couple of times where I'm oh, I wonder what that does.
It's never interesting.
That's true. Well, I found... in Borderlands, there were a couple of Easter eggs hidden that were QR codes. Turns out, they weren't interesting Easter eggs, but...
At least you got to satisfy your curiosity and find out what they were.
Yep.
There's one more app I was going to mention. Oh, there's one app that I use that's kind of interesting. It's called Fujicate, and you can scan barcodes of food you're going to buy, and it'll kind of tell you, give you an idea of, based on their... criteria, is this something you should buy? Is it healthy or is it not? So I use that sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got an app called SnapTel that you can take pictures of things in stores and it'll do Amazon price for you, online prices for other stores.
Yeah,
you can check it out
on
Google, Rotten Tomatoes, whatever. SnapTel's pretty handy.
Whenever I use those apps, I always found out that Amazon had the cheapest price, so then I just got rid of all the other ones and just kept Amazon.
Yeah, that's often the case.
I mean, it'll always be the case, but 95% of the time, Amazon had the cheapest price.
Yeah, and Amazon does let you either scan a barcode or just take a snapshot of the product, and then they'll try to figure out what product it is. So, also handy.
Now, do you guys have a lot of apps that are just fun? Like, you're not, they're not, you know, important apps. They're just, you know, fun to fuck around with.
Yeah, I've got a...
Do you guys have a lot of apps now? Do you guys have a lot of apps that are just fun? Like, you're not, they're not, they're just fun. Like, you're not, they're not, you know, important apps. They're just, you know, fun to fuck around with. You know, important apps. They're just, you know, fun to fuck around with. Now, do you guys have a lot of apps? Now, do you guys have a lot of apps that are just fun? Like, you're not, they're not...
He's very confused with this
whole thing. Oh, I'm going to use that to drive my wife nuts. What's the name of that one?
That would be Songify.
That's by the guys who do the news. Like,
yep.
Fuck you, you motherfucking piece of shit. Fuck off.
Now, did you buy that?
I watched the Comedy Awards, and they got an award for the Charlie Sheen winning song.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like one of the guys made like he was freaking out on stage, like, and like everyone else tunes to it.
Nice.
Wow, it's
yeah,
free.
That one was good.
It is free. However, there's a lot of different tunes that you have to buy. But there's like three free ones.
That's how they get you. Because like, yep. if they put a price on the app, you'll be like, eh, that may be more than what I pay. But if they just put little features in the app, you may end up spending more than you normally would have on the app.
Well, if you're not going to spend anything, then you spend exactly zero.
Right. I mean, it won't necessarily work on you, but, you know, it works. I've done it.
And it does a thing where it can songify you live. Wait, I thought it said live mode was on. Oh, it's not on speaker. Never mind.
So, like, you're saying it, and it's just outputting at the same time?
Yeah, but I guess it's not... I don't know.
Where it can songify you live. Wait, I thought it said live mode was on. Oh... It's not on speaker. Never mind.
Oh, I'm going to drive my wife so nuts with that. For games, the aforementioned Jetpack Joyride, Plants vs. Zombies is fun. Infinity Blade is fucking impressive that they're doing that on a phone, but I don't think that would be your cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny Wings is kind of a lot like Jetpack Joyride, where it's like it's a one-touch thing, where like you touch the screen and something like goes down or goes up, and you let
Jetpack
go.
Jetpack Joyride is so much better, though.
I like Tiny Wings. It's just kind of zen.
But it's so simple that I got bored with it really fast, whereas Jetpack Joyride, it's like there's all these different backpacks and items you can get, and that's what kept
that
me
is true.
Back.
Now, Jetpack Joyride is free, but I would highly suggest if you decide you like it, like, pretty soon, like, pretty quickly, pay the buck and get the coin doubler, because getting coins twice as fast is super fucking awesome, and I wish I'd done it sooner. Because
can't
I do enjoy it.
Can't you just get it normally?
Well, you can pick up coins just by yourselves, but the doubler thing, like, works on every single coin you collect counts for two.
Interesting. I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, it's in their little store.
I just got them all the natural, like, the old-fashioned way. It probably took a little longer, but I enjoyed playing the game, so.
Probably twice as long? Yes.
Twice as long as my nuts.
Yeah, Plants vs. Zombies is a really fun game.
I enjoy
Word
with
well
Friends.
The iPhone. Cut the Rope. It's kind of a puzzle game, like a physics-based puzzle game, where you're trying to get this piece of candy into a cute little monster's mouth. And... there are, like, bubbles, and there are bellows to blow the bubbles, and there are ropes that can be cut. There are things that you can swing around. So Cut the Rope is good, because it's not just all about getting the monster fed. You also want to have the candy hit 3 stars. And sometimes there's, like, a countdown, so, like, the stars disappear, so you got to get them quickly. You have to figure out, like, what your best path is. Angry Birds, I know it's completely cliche to say it, but I have enjoyed the fuck out of Angry Birds and Angry Birds Space.
That's not free, is it?
I think Angry Birds Space is free.
What is free?
Angry Birds Space.
Ah.
Maybe it's a buck.
Nope.
Whatever it was.
Too rich for my blood.
Whatever it was completely fucking worth it.
Is Fruit Ninja free?
I think they had Fruit Ninja on sale for a little while that was free.
That's
free.
Kind of a fun game.
I'm all about free apps.
I mean, you should just find one of those websites where they list the things are going on free.
Yeah, because you can grab some good shit while those things are free.
Oh, you know what also I check out, Tim?
What's that?
And this is just built into your iPhone. If you just go into the app store, there's a tab called Top 25.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has two ones. It has, well, three sections. Top paid, top free. So if you pick on the top free, I usually look at those ones and, you know, see if they look interesting. Because they'll have some games mixed in there, and then, you know, you can download them, and you'll be like, oh, that was fun, or that sucks. I don't know why people aren't downloading it.
Fair enough. Do you guys have the Facebook app? Well, I know Andy.
I never go on Facebook. I'm so awesome now.
I think it's fun. Oh, I don't know if I should mention this. Never mind.
Okay, good. Then shut up. Is there a way to share things like you can normally? I'm not making sense. Okay, so like someone posts a picture. Normally, if I'm on Facebook, I can click share this, and then I can share that picture on my timeline. I cannot find. I noticed it wasn't on the browser version of Facebook on the iPhone, and then when I downloaded the app, I couldn't find it either. Am I missing something?
Oh, that's actually a good question. Let's see here. I've never actually tried to do that.
Tancast Army Assemble.
What army?
Yeah, we don't have an army.
Tancast Brigade. Tancast Company.
We don't even have a militia.
Tancast Scout Troop.
Okay, so let's see. I'm on the picture. I don't think there is.
What the fuck, man? I want to share shit.
You can save it.
I think Tancast Scout Troop is about the best we're going to do, because clearly our demo is 13-year-old Mormons.
We got that shit on lock.
Mm-hmm.
That was the
advertisers,
lock
you hear that? Hanes?
Hanes?
Magic underwear joke?
But Hanes doesn't make magic underwear.
I know.
Stop it.
Strong J.
Back checking your jokes.
Yep, I guess
there's no logic, sir.
I guess I just don't share a lot of shit. I'm like, fuck you, that stays on your wall.
Yeah. You want people to see that? Get more friends.
Because, like, I don't know if you guys saw this. I posted it in my feed. One of my friends posted a picture, or actually he shared a picture from somebody completely else, of Superman wearing Batman's cowl. And he's, like, giving the Buddy Christ pose almost, just, like, pointing towards the camera, like, "Hey." and behind him, you see Batman's hand coming to grab his cowl back.
Yeah, I did see that.
Give that back. Would you?
That made me laugh.
Sir.
And I went to share it when I was on break at work, and I was like, I can't. Sigh.
FML.
Sad. Dis-moi.
FYI, the people at my work are not working any harder than they used to.
Damn it, I thought they would learn
I don't know if I mentioned this, but they've told us, you know, like pretty much when our last day is going to be, because this is a temp job. And apparently that means they now get to spend as much of their on-the-clock hours as possible looking for a new gig. That's apparently what we're being paid for now, to find another job. Oh, I didn't even know that. I was like,
good.
I thought we were paid to do the job we were hired for. But no, apparently not. And just when you thought their fuck-offery had reached its maximum, fucking bitch in front of me, three bitches in front of me, doing a full-on arts and craft project. Like, they're making, like, a necklace.
Out of macaroni and cheese?
Out of dollar bills.
Oh.
I'm like, you are literally wasting time and money! And this went on, like, first of all, they took a late lunch, like they always do. And then this, like, they started this after lunch, and they kept it going till the next break after lunch. And what cracked me up is they took a break. I'm like, what the why are you taking a break? And they're like,
crash,
oh,
is hard.
3 o'clock? Time for my break. Yeah, you got a break from while you're not working? That's like waking up from sleeping to take a nap.
I want to wake up from sleeping and take a nap.
Whew. I'm glad I set that wake up from sleep to take a nap alarm.
I would have missed my nap. I would have slept through my nap. Oh, it killed me. I was like, what's wrong with you people? But the good news is I found some of my other coworkers who've noticed this as well, so I get to bitch about it.
Nice.
Two other people at the same job.
Good.
So not everyone's a shitty worker?
No. But I would say the majority of the people in my room – well, okay. There's the hardcore shit – like, you know, if this were like the Olympics, there's the gold medal shitty workers, and then there's some silver medal shitty workers, and there's some bronze shitty workers, and then there's the rest of us working. And by the rest of us, I mean three. There's 12 in my room. Three of us are good workers.
So now you found your people.
Exactly. We hang out during lunch, talk shit.
A bitch.
Good times.
All right. Did you want to talk about your child?
Yes. Spent my first week without my kid. That ends today. Well, not a whole week, but most of the week without my kid. Very odd.
How was that?
That was in fact why I started getting. I had to create an account to get apps so I could Skype with my mom and so I could see him.
Oh, so that's what motivated you.
Yep. That's what motivated you. Give a fuck.
Ed Dion. About your boring child.
Jim, did he kick his feet back and forth for you?
I kick my feet back and forth. 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 I kick my feet back and forth.
He did, but his feet were out of frame.
Did he recognize you? Like, was like, hey, that's my
dad. He did. I was surprised. But he quickly, like, it ended up being just a conversation with me and my mom while Michael got increasingly bored.
Yeah, you know what? That's going to continue. Because every time Drew's like, he's like, Grandma and G-Pop, Grandma and G-Pop. And he runs over the phone. Hi, Grandma. Hi, Pop. I got a bunny. And then he just wanders off.
I think well, Michael can't even talk yet. So it's not like we could have a dialogue. Yeah. Like, hey, Michael, how's it going? That's just what I thought, Michael. That's just what I thought. You're doing it.
God damn, why doesn't this guy understand me? I was telling him how my day went.
Clapped his hands, giggled. It was a communication fest.
Mm. Delicious.
But yeah, it's weird. I remember Andy was talking about how he would wake up and then the when Caitlin and his son were gone. And he'd, like, he'd wake up and the monitor would be off. He'd be like, oh, shit. Oh, right.
Yep.
A couple times I'm like, oh, I got to go do nothing. All right.
Yep. Oh, it's time to feel sad.
Oh. You guys are
right,
adorable.
That didn't go as amazingly as I thought it would. So you were right to talk about that before the show, Noah. That is one for you.
I just like hearing about your sadness. So either way.
Anytime Tim is sad, I'm happy.
Tim's tears nourish me. They give me the strength I need to go on living one more fucking day.
Oh, should we mention our problems with iTunes, even though if people can hear this, they've obviously solved them?
Yeah.
Well, I guess not. People have been downloading it from the site.
They've worked around it. Yeah. For some reason, iTunes has decided, fuck it. Tancast 199.5 was enough. And they haven't updated our feed in weeks. At this point, I've got no fucking clue what it is, because I've tried everything on our side. I've validated our feed. I've made sure that the feed is still accessible. Because we've had that problem before, where, like, suddenly we apply some update, and like the feed's like, nope, I'm going to live over here now. So I have to pull, like, server tricks. Like, no, feed, go back to where everybody knows you were. Yeah, so iTunes has apparently just decided that we either don't have a feed, or maybe they decided it got too big and they're just never going to check us again or something. Because the feed was enormous. It was well over a megabyte of text.
And our feed is enormous.
Mm-hmm. Let's feed it to you. Feel all that Tancast coming at your face?
I've seen feeds with like hundreds of shows in it, I feel like.
We have hundreds of shows
in our feed. True. Yes. That's true.
We are one of those.
Maybe 200. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, we have extensive show notes with all of them. And we did not have anything set up that was, like, trimming it down to say, you know, like, only show a summary or something like that. Or, you know, just replace the show notes with a link back to the site. Like, show notes are here.
But is that something that would make iTunes stop checking us?
I don't think so. The only things I saw about, like, when the feed gets too big is make your feed smaller, bitches. So I did that, and then we waited, and then we waited and waited. I did finally find a... there was nothing on Apple's site about how to contact them, but by checking a bunch of like other podcaster forums, I was able to find a email address that I'm going to email at Apple and be like, "Hey, what's up?" One nice thing though is inside iTunes, there is a button that you can go to in the iTunes store where you can click on "Report a Concern" or something like that. Now. Don't click on report a concern and say, like, we have child porn or some shit like that. There's a specific option on there that says something like it's out of date or it hasn't been updated. One of those two things. Click on that, and if we get a bunch of people reporting it, maybe Apple will actually fucking do something. I tried doing that from my own iTunes account. Nada. Because I did that like a fucking week ago, and I didn't expect anybody to respond to me, but clearly nobody's jiggled any of the switches because Tancast still isn't showing up as updated in the iTunes store. Now, if you subscribe to us, your iTunes client is smart enough to just go out and fetch the feed itself, and subscribers have absolutely no problem.
But I'm not sure, because Jerry Brandt said, "Hey, guys, thanks for mentioning me on this week's Tancast." And I was like, "Wait, I don't think we mentioned you on Tancast 201. And he's like, "No, I'm listening to 199B. I'm like, "That's not this week's Tancast."
Oh, shit. Well, maybe he doesn't subscribe. Maybe he just goes in, like, opens this up in the store and hits download. He also may be doing what a lot of people I know do with their iPhones, which is just go to it in the store and, you know, like, search for it in the store and hit download, download, download. Because there's no fucking way, unless you get another another podcast app for your iPhone or your iPod Touch, your iPad or whatever, there's no way to just subscribe to a feed and have new things get pulled down to your app, which sucks ass. Like, the only way to do it is to plug it into a desktop and have the desktop automatically pull the shit down.
Ah.
Well, maybe there's a way, but I haven't found it, and I've looked. Like, I've actually spent time on that. Because it annoys me that I have to remember to, you know, sit down in the office and wait for iTunes to download shit and then sync it across to my phone. All the while, my wife's like, what the fuck are you doing on the computer again? It's bedtime, or it's time for dinner, or you just got home. I'm like, I know, but I want new podcasts. She's like, yeah, you can get those like once a week or something. Get those on the weekends. You get home late, we eat late, get your ass off the computer. You spend all day on the fucking computer.
Have you tried Stitcher?
Stitcher? No.
That's like one of those apps I think can you just plug in what you listen to and it will pull it for you on the phone.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't actually download it, you just stream it from Stitcher.
I don't know if I want to do that because the Wi-Fi at work is locked down. So I don't want my phone pulling a bunch of shit down when I'm on 3G. Well, you know what? I'm assuming they've probably got a way in Stitcher of saying, am I on 3G? Well, then fuck it. Wait for Wi-Fi.
We also need to get on Stitcher at some point.
Okie dokie.
How do you get on there?
I don't know, but Drinking Buddies were on, and they said, hey, guys, you need to fucking get your shit and get on Stitcher. And I said, well, that's not my department. I'm going to tell Andy in about a year. And now I've done it.
Hooray! And now you all heard it.
I mean, yeah, I think that's the bigger reason I don't use it is because of the streaming thing. Like, I don't mind sitting at my computer and just syncing it, but I also don't have someone, you know, chastising me for doing it, so.
Well, while it's downloading, I'm in here just, like, doing other shit. I never, I'm not a smart enough man to go, all right, it's downloaded. It's like I sit down, I was like, oh, there was that link I meant to check out. Well, as long as I'm here. Which, of course, now that I'm browsing around and pulling a bunch of other shit down, I'm making the download go a little slower. So it's just more time away from my family.
You stupid fuck.
I would kind of like it if it could somehow... Well, the reason I like it, like, I don't just keep everything. I, like, delete stuff as I listen to it.
Yes.
Which, if they could set up on an iPhone to do it, that'd be nice. Like, hey, this one's listened to. You can, you know, once you download a new episode, you can delete this one.
Yep. Like, if they did it exactly like they do it on iTunes.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
The Mac? Yeah, that would be nice.
Maybe in iOS 6. Ooh, maybe.
Maybe. We'll find out on Monday. Maybe.
I'm doubtful that they'll do that.
Ugh.
Ooh.
Tim's excited.
I don't know what it is about my body, but if I get very little sleep, I got a sore stomach the next day. And it has definitely happened to me today.
Like, sore like you were doing sit-ups or like an upset stomach?
Upset. Like, do I
trust
this?
Like, my stomach is sore at me, I say. Sore at me.
Yes.
Telling me things. Making me want to take shits. Liquidy shits. I don't like it.
Don't like it. Don't cotton to it.
No.
Okay, old-timey people.
That is not the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, like, just a second ago, I was wondering, do I trust this fart?
You shouldn't.
Never trust a crampy fart.
You really shouldn't trust that fart. That is your own advice, sir.
I know.
Heed it. Heed it! Heed it!
Give yourself
Take
advice!
Take out your cock meat and knead it!
Stepping back for a moment, did you and your wife do anything crazy with your downtime? Did you go out? Did you eat?
We went out to dinner. Went to Claim Jumper.
Oh!
Where we went for your birthday one time.
How was it?
Claim Jumperific.
Sweet!
We didn't really do much else, sadly. Well, she did. It's the end of the school year, so there was been a bunch of end of the year type get-togethers so that she could go and not, you know, feel guilty or feel the need to rush home afterwards. So that was good for her. And then I stayed at home and looked at stuff on the internet.
Oh, stuff. Naked titties.
I had that show on Thursday.
Naked titties.
Ass titties.
Ass and titties.
Oh, and last night we had a game night at... house. Whoops, whoops, whoops. Starting over. Last night, we had a game night at Jeff and Miranda's house.
I was almost a dick and said, oh, you mean the...
Yeah. And he had Disneyland on the Kinect, so I got to play a little bit of that. That was kind of fun.
Yay.
If you don't know, with Disneyland, it's like a game where you literally walk... They've created almost, I think, like a real, like, inch-by-inch recreation of Disneyland that you get to walk around. And then you go on the rides, and you get to do little games on the rides. And that was fun, but the technology is not 100%.
No.
They're like, raise your right arm. So I raise my right arm, and you get to see your little character in the corner of the screen. I'm like, what is wrong with my dude? Like, his arm's, like, cocked to the right. Like, ouch! Ow! Someone broke it!
Yeah, my cousins have that. I was watching, I was like, it's fun to watch you spaz out and all in front of Fruit Ninja, but, like, I'm watching its little idea of what you're doing, its little outline, and it seriously looks like both of your shoulders just dislocated and hit you in the head.
But I tell you what, I nailed the small world dance, son. What?
Yeah.
Move, move. I love that. So yeah, not much crazy.
You guys are two wild and crazy people.
Mm-hmm. It's like, we got rid of the kid for a week. What are we going to do? Sleep.
We didn't really do that. Well, Danelle's hopefully doing that right now, now that I'm outside. And technically, yes, with like, I don't get to sleep until 8 o'clock on a Saturday. I get to go back to bed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday.
Fed, be quiet.
Fed, napping, good.
Yep. I had that morning this morning. 6:30 a.m., he leaps out of bed, starts yelling, I gotta pee! Got him into the bathroom, send him back to his room. I'm just about falling asleep, and he comes running in. Daddy, can I sleep in here? Sure, go get your pillow. He disappears. The pillow arrives. He doesn't follow the pillow onto the bed. I start to fall asleep again. Then I realize he's run out and into the bathroom and is now playing in the fucking sink. So I go in there and yell at him and spank him because he's not supposed to be playing in the sink. And he knows it because when he heard me coming, he tried to drain the sink and act like nothing was happening. Idiot. I can hear the water going down. So I spank him and send him back to his room. And I put up a gate so he can't get back out of his room. I'm like, stay in here. I go back in, I start falling asleep, and then he's screaming, Daddy, you left the medicine cup in my room last night! Daddy, Daddy! I'm like, yeah, it's fine, put it down. Daddy, I just want to tell you, you put the medicine cup in my room last night! I go into his room, grab the little medicine
cup. Aren't you glad you're on this podcast with two fucking fuddy-duddy fathers? I was hoping I could hear all this dumbass, boring kid shit.
I remember.
I slept till 8 a.m.
No one gives a shit, Tim Bab. Shut up.
I remember slam the door. Apparently slamming the door was his sign. Oh, shut up. Okay. So he's quiet. Apparently he went back to sleep, but I was awake. And I've got a 5-ish hour drive between me and this evening. And then another one to do tomorrow to get us back home again.
What is Noah starting to say 3 times?
I don't care.
I'm going to wait to make sure Andy's not going to add more stuff to a story.
Power through. Go for it.
I was just going to say, I remember when I was...
So anyways...
Yeah, yeah. All right. when we were at your
not
kids...
Not on Tuesday.
You got to keep powering through it, Noah. Don't stop.
I'm deflated. I'm done.
It's like barking back at a small dog. It just confuses him.
Should we do a game?
I'm sorry, Noah.
No, we're done.
Did I kill it?
Yes, you killed it.
Good. It deserved to die.
That's all for Tankcast this week. Fuck Andy. You're doing it.
Remember, never trust a hardcore gay porno star from Canada.
Duh.
He will kill you and fuck you in the ass.
I haven't wanted to read any more of that to find out which order that happened in. This week I learned zombies are real and they live in Florida.
Listening to this episode of the Tancast podcast. You can go to our official website, tancast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official Tancast Facebook page, the official Tancast Twitter page, and the official Tancast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@tancast.com or yourmom@tancast.com, or you can email the guys individually at tim, andy, or noah@tancast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoy for creating the official Tancast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, enjoy some fresh titter juice.
Tancast.
As Scott Mosier pointed out, they are not zombies. He was just a cannibal.
Exactly.
Well,
actually, he was just a fucked up dude.
I was going to say,
he was just a dude tripping balls and eating faces.
Yeah, tripping balls, eating faces, growling at people. It's not the brain slow lumbering zombie. It's the fucking rage zombies from 28 Days.
But he's not undead.
Yeah,
no, neither
he's still
are they.
Alive. So that means he's not a zombie.
There are other kinds of zombies. There are the still living.
There are living.
Just mindless...
There are living zombies.
Yes.
The definition of zombie is not dead.
I think the definition of zombie was enthralled to a voodoo priest.
Well, he was not enthralled to a voodoo priest.
It says, an animated corpse. Bob Hard Life by mystical means such as witchcraft. The term often is figuratively applied to describe hypnotized person bereft of consciousness and self-awareness, yet ambulant and able to respond to surrounding stimuli. Sin, a noble popularity, blah, blah, blah. But it says figuratively, so it's not, you know, the literal definition of a zombie.
Oh, yeah, I guess the Bokor in West Africa was reanimating a dead person. All right, so they're not dead.
They're not zombies.
But it's
Don't
still,
be stupid.
It's still the same sort of zombie as the modern rage zombie type, the virus whatever.
It's still scary as fuck. How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Only if you're homeless. It's not like he's eating real people's faces.
Yeah, remember when it used to be talking about how people got high and ate Funyuns? Now we get high and we talk about them eating fucking people.
I like how you say it like this is an epidemic. It's one dude. He's dead. We're fine.
There's more.
It's epic.
It's fucking roaches, dude.
They're not like roaches.
Or plumbing problems, as I discovered this morning. When you've got one, there's another one waiting.
All right. I see this going another...
Or Andy stories. When you think he's done, he just keeps going.
No, I'm just pissed off at my house. There's no story about that.
You're still talking about it.
All right. You guys have a good week.
Another winner.
Chicken dinner.
Put it in the can.
All right. Go fuck yourselves.
You first.